Hello and welcome back to True Crime Las Vegas. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Michael.
And we are True Crime Las Vegas at the moment. However, this episode is kind of an announcement episode. We're going to be changing some things around here. I know we're only four episodes in. Believe me, we're not going anywhere.
No.
Just making a few changes. We are actually changing our name from True Crime Las Vegas to True Crime Guys.
Right. They're evolving.
We're looking at it as an evolution. I don't know. I guess we wanted to expand a little bit outside of Las Vegas, and
we do.
We have too much interest in true crime stories around the world that we're just like, God, the idea that we're not talking about.
Yeah, we hear stories and documentaries like, we want to cover that.
Yeah, we're being babies about it, I guess. But, you know, if you've been listening to the show, you're still going to get the same personalities.
Right.
Minus, we do have to mention that Brandon has decided to take a step back. And we still love the guy, but he just kind of wants to not be on the air anymore, and we understand it. And so we're going to move forward without Brandon on the air. He said he still wants to help out any way he can.
Right. We want to thank him for what he's done already.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. So, Brandon, thank you for your contributions thus far in the first four episodes. It was fun podcasting with you.
Absolutely.
We want to give some mentions as well to the people that have been supporting our show thus far and hopefully continue with this transition to continue to support the show and listen to the show. And I think it'll only get better because we're going to be able to open up and talk about the Jeffrey Dahmers and
You know,
and not only that, just anything and everything from around the world through history. We can talk about it and it's not so boxed in.
We're so excited.
Yeah, I think a little part of us was also nervous that we were talking about local stories that, you know, and we live locally and it's just like, you know, don't shit where you eat type of
right.
thing.
We might run into these people or family members.
Yeah, so I think it'll be a lot more fun. I think we're more excited moving forward to just expand into the whole true crime world and as a whole.
Right, and to get into stories that maybe you're familiar with and you've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you've heard them hundreds of times, but who knows, maybe we'll bring a different light.
Also, I want to make it clear, we are still going to cover Las Vegas stories. If they arise. If there's one that we're like, wow, we have to talk about this, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we still may, even if something big happens during the week, we may quickly cover it like we have been as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, because this is where we live, you know.
Yeah.
We do have a love for this place, so when we see crazy crimes go down, we definitely have to talk about them. But
definitely.
So I want to give some mentions, as I was saying. Firebuild 1961 left us a 5-star iTunes review. We want to thank you very much for that. That was the first one for True Crime Las Vegas and last
thank
one
you
for
so
True
much.
Crime Las Vegas.
please stay on board, man.
Hopefully you won't go and take it down now that we changed our name.
No, please. We'll continue to be 5 stars, we promise.
Right. So apparently Jordan, Texas and Kimber Gets Healthy are the same person. She's having problems getting the same name on one of the things, and now she's asking us on Twitter to give her a name for her online persona, I guess.
Yeah, and I think we got one.
She's into healthy living, and she's into true crime. She posts a lot about those two things, so what was the name we were going to come up with for her?
How about Killing Me Healthy?
Killing Me Healthy, that's our suggestion for you, Kimber. So we expect to see that on your social media profiles. I also want to give a shout out to The Teacher's Cookbook. Says she's a big fan from the UK. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
One of the most awesome names I've seen on social media, Storm Lightning Bane.
Yes.
Says we have the most adorable voices, so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Storm Lightning Bane.
Miss Scorpia, 1101 Maria, thank you for all the retweets and the support.
Yes, thank you so much.
And at Laura Sheepers. And so those are the shouts for this week. Thank you, guys. We hope you transition with us over into the new show. As far as what you have to do to keep listening to the show, you don't have to do anything. We're going to try and make sure that our home feed of Podbean, we're going to switch all that over. So you're just going to notice your iTunes, if you're subscribed on iTunes, the logo will change, the name will change to True Crime Guys.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Logo will change.
Hopefully, you know, and our new episode, which will be posted next week. We're studying for a new episode next week that won't necessarily be Las Vegas related. We have plans for a whole serial killer series of the Freeway Killers. We're going to do Freeway Killers trilogy is coming up in the next 3 weeks. We hope you look forward to that.
Yeah.
And like I said, you're not going to have to change anything. Our social media profile names will change over. The new logo will be posted. And hopefully you guys like all that and stick with us. And anybody new coming on, you know, we'll welcome you to the fold. And that's about it for this announcement. Thank you guys for listening and hopefully sticking around with us. And we will see you next week as the True Crime Guys.
True Crime Guys.
All right. See you next week.
See you guys.